So we got this Nobel Peace Prize, and keep in mind that Yasser Arafat, the Muslim quote-unquote terrorist, probably painted into a corner by the New World Order and stuff like that, you know. Do I have to replay the John Perkins Hitman monologue? Where was I? Oh, yeah, Barack Obama won the Peace Prize. He is bringing peace and contentment to our economy. He's done a smashing job. I thought Bush did a great job, but really, I think Obama takes the cake. It's just like in the movie Network.
We'll work to serve a common profit in which all men will hold a share of stock. All necessities provided, all anxieties tranquilized.
Tranquilized, all anxieties tranquilized by television, by nonsense. We will construct a new value system in the mal-structured world of the pleasure principle, avoiding the ugly underbelly of reality where design in the real world has weaknesses and issues and problems where everybody can't have everything they want. So we can tranquilize ourselves and feel good about the Nobel Prize. So this guy who makes munitions, Nobel, with his generous funding, now we have the Nobel Peace Prize. And, of course, blood on the streets of Greece and coming to a country near you. So that's the Nobel Peace Prize. How about a quote? How about a quote from... The decision was widely interpreted as a conscious bid to prop up the single currency and the bloc itself in their darkest hour. After the Nobel Committee chairman, Thorbjørn Jagland, warned of a possible return to, quote, extremism and nationalism. Yes, we can't have extremism and nationalism because nationalism is extremism. Because I tell you the axiom of credo, which means I believe that your mind is independent, at least for now, at least for some of us, that the greatest human accomplishments come from individual minds that compete in the ecology of ideas that are embodied in the actions of the real world, not your pretend fantasy land. And we advance human civilization. And white men who are inherently evil for being innovators, for confiscating resources that could be better used by people running around in grass skirts or skin loincloths, would do. So, of course, why do you listen to radio when you can go primitive? Why do you drive around in a car? Your existence disgusts me. Live what you believe or get yourself into the real world and reconsider your ideas. So here we go. This guy, this Thorbjørn Jagland, warned of a possible return to extremism and nationalism, quote, we should do everything we can to safeguard it, meaning the EU, the European Union, not let it disintegrate. The bankers who want to be in charge of your life would hate that. Oh, they like to clip coupons and have control. If the euro starts falling apart, then I believe that the internal market will also start falling apart. And then obviously we will get new nationalism in Europe, he said after announcing the prize in Oslo. So we have to stem this tide of nationalism because freedom starts with the individual and goes outward towards the collective. But if it completely reaches the collective and the individual has abdicated all of his power, all of his power. And of course, this United States, if you read the Constitution, starts off, we the people ordain and establish this Constitution. We the people. Not the government. Not the collective of the whole world. We the people. not a throng, but individuals who agree together to create a federal government of national governments. And even the national government should mind its own business in the most intimate affairs. And even the local government should stay the hell out of my bedroom. But perhaps unilateral individual sovereignty is too dangerous to let stupid people have. I totally agree. But their stupidity will get its due reward, and then there will be elbow room from this absurdity, these chains of fiat money and small minds creating a straitjacket upon us. So we have to prop up this nonsense with the Nobel Peace Prize from a guy who made munitions that blew up countless, I don't know, thousands, millions of people. I don't have the statistics. I don't have the resources of the mainstream media to give you all this. I don't have a team of people helping me do a radio show. I'm volunteering to do this. But I know it's a lot. And he made money. And you know what? Sometimes it's all right to blow up people, okay? That's the truth. Sometimes it's okay because you are not a collective. You are an individual with special interests. And the question is, in this ecological system of the universe, what are you going to make of yourself? And if you are a dependent and that's the best that you can ever be, you got no say. None. Except as a useful idiot, temporarily stepped upon and elevated to act as a cancer upon me and people like me, and we don't like it. Now, I don't know how many of us there are out there, but we don't like it. And we don't think in helpless terms. And if there is an economic collapse, I'm not going to beat my chest about my heroes who won the Nobel Peace Prize. Come save me. So don't tell me all crisis is horrible, because Rahm Emanuel thinks crisis is an opportunity that should not be put to waste because it's an opportunity to do things that you never thought you could do before. Well, let me tell you, my friend, it cuts both ways. And ecology isn't held up by absolute static forces. It's a dance of life. It's a dance of nature. Heck, the universe looks alive even without life. Stars are born. Stars live. Stars die. Perhaps on a planet, replication molecules replicate as if they wish for their design to live. And perhaps they develop into cells. That's the best ideas we have at the moment. But of course, many of you are motivated by blind faith and metals. And if you remember from the speech from the Kiss and Tell General Smedley Butler, the elite figured out that if you just put medals on people's chests, they will go as warriors for the business of the establishment. And you know what? I feel compelled to play that again for you because it fits into my irritation that I'm feeling right now. So I'm looking it up right now. The video by Smedley Butler. And I'll take another break and fuel up because, you know, it takes energy to think. It does. That's why people get fat in their cubicles, because they need a high sugar level. At least, okay, this is my theory. They need a high sugar level. And I used to be a cubicle person. And man, you put on the weight, because if you were to do jumping jacks on the hour for 30 seconds, people would look at you like you're not taking care of your body. So you have to discreetly go to the restroom, walk down the steps for a smoke or a fake smoke. Or if you don't smoke, you don't get that. Anyway, yeah. So Smedley Butler, this speech reenacted, he was saying that his career, well, let him tell you. Well, this portrayer,